Hello and good afternoon, American Fork. This is Nick Peterson with you from Loveland, Colorado. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 BBI Marching Invitational. I'm judging you this evening in the caption of Color Guard Performance, looking at composition, excellence, and effect. It's a wonderful, beautiful evening. Conditions are calm, quiet, and the temperature is perfect. I'm really looking forward to a great run tonight, and hopefully my comments can be of help to you. I'll stay with you through the announcement, and I'll be with you when you're ready to start. Very compelling way to get our attention. Love the uniformity and just the integration of guard to band. And then as we lift off the props here in the front, creating a great stage for our chamber ensemble of winds. Huge, lush, expansive accompaniment work back there. Nice job, everybody. Great commitments to performance. Great work here on this impact. Love the color choice of the flag here. Just the sheer size of the unit and occupying this negative space. Great. I would love to see just a better commitment to the timing. Dee-da-da-da on that very first impact there from the flags, especially the ones with the largest step size that have to rush into here. We introduced the theme there with the scissors. There we go. Okay. Yeah, such a unique idea there with the scissor props. I really appreciate just the creativity that's gone onto that. Very memorable stuff that you're doing. A little bit of comedy there with the haircut sequences being replicated every 10 yards. Awesome. Yeah, very cute characterizations there. You know, I think there can be a little bit more communication. This is a large venue for you, but I would love to just really read the emotion just so clearly and so committedly on the faces of the gals in the guard there in the front. Yeah, nice there, Sabres, with that ripple. Great little feature and nicely staged. Yeah, great. We can really play up that moment there, the Sabres with the sound effects from the front ensemble. Nice. Yeah, a little bit fuzzy with the timing here, isn't it, Sabres? Especially those of us pushing out on the side, too. We got to make sure we understand right where that phrase ends. Yeah, strong effort there, Sabres. Great. Yeah, nice use of the drill there and the flags in sequence with the musical phrasing. Bravo. Yeah, a little bit distracting there over on side one there. With some transitional stuff over by the last prop in the 10-yard line. Yeah. Yeah, careful Sabres there in the front as we, you know, face backfield, and we're ready for that catch, you know, just getting into position and just how we look. Not the most professional moment there. Great job portraying lightness and how, and allowing the texture to thin out in accordance with the pit music. Great. Not sure I understand the exact storyline going on right here. I love the replication of the scissors in the drill, though. That's cute. Yeah. That whole sequence right there seems just like a bit of a dead spot. I wish I had something more constructive to say in terms of a solution, but just not the most compelling part of the show up to this point. You know, that's just probably an area for continued focus and improvement. Take a little more advantage of the soprano soloist there and try and get him him or her a little bit more involved, or try and involve the guard a little bit more with that. Yeah, very thick, very complex. Interesting that we have one Saberist out there in kind of the middle of nowhere while the rest are there. I'm not sure if I missed a little featurette or not. Classic percussion feature staging right here between rifles and dancers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some great subtleties and some great individual performance. There's still, I think, some that are communicating better than others up to the press box there. Nice complimentary work there from the rifles there in front of the woodwind section. Careful rifles that are by the brass. Some real form issues as we kind of come out from between the low brass and the high brass groups. Yeah, it looks like we got some placeholder work back there in the yellow flags, perhaps. A couple of individual breaks there, backfield flags, both in terms of our form and pathway. A couple of drill switcheroos, actually. Nice arrival here, flags. Great. Taking it all in. Man, there are a lot of you, and you're doing a really nice job with that. No, I think that there's, especially in the end, and it's newer material, obviously, but the quality, the intensity, the communication starts to drift away at the end. It's not as captivating and compelling. Careful of some of that drill there towards the very end, backfield side one. Could have swore I saw some drill errors there, some switcheroos in the dots on that arc form, but that could have just been, a fluke on my reading there, you too. I hope my comments, my feedback, and reflections throughout have been helpful. I think that there's some just phenomenal effect and great use of resources in here. It's a highly well-trained unit, and it's a really interesting show to watch. I do think that there is more communication to be had, and surely more communication that will come as the comfort with the product and the show gets established through the season. I wish you the very best of luck. Once again, hope my comments have been helpful. Thank you.